Good morning, my friends. This is Missionary James Robinette with Mission Africa. And by the Lord's marvelous grace, truly marvelous grace, it is my blessing to meet with you today, dear friend, in the holy worship of God. It is my great joy to meet with him in the ministry of the word. Bless his holy name. The Lord Jesus Christ, God over all, bless him forever. Friends, we continue today in a short sermon series entitled Living in the Last Days. Our text is found in Romans chapter 1, in verses 18 and 19. We've also been looking at verses in 2 Timothy chapter 3, which coincide with the glorious truth we find in Romans chapter 1. So please turn with me in your Bibles, as you can, to Romans chapter 1, and we'll soon hear the Word of God read in the New King James Version, the Holy Bible. Friends, learn more about our ministry, Mission Africa, at www.missionafricajk.home.blog. Hear now the word of the Lord in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, the glorious and powerful word of God, the gospel. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Glory to God. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 10, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, that is, training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. The glorious word of God, may the Lord add his blessings to it. Friends, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we give you praise and glory that because of Jesus Christ, we who are very sinful now, who have received the divine nature through faith in Christ, are able to turn from our sins because you have made us to be the saints of God, holy and separated to yourself. You have justified us, sanctified us, and glorified us. You have forgiven us, your elect sons, of every sin. And you have given us the Holy Spirit who lives in us and who constantly moves us toward you and from the sin that's in the world, which destroys the world of men. Praise you for your faithfulness to us, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you for your mercy to us, blessed Holy Spirit. Please bring these truths alive in our hearts today and help us to understand much more fully your glorious work of saving us from our sins, saving us from the sins that characterize and dominate the lives of the ungodly in these last and evil days. We pray again that you will protect us from the evil one, that you will enable us by grace to stand because of your powerful word and truth. We give you thanks for your goodness and grace to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Friends, we've been looking at the glorious truth that we find in the book of Romans, that God has revealed truth about himself, about his moral character, about his attributes to us, so that men created in the image of God are without excuse. Every man is accountable to God because God has made himself known to men in creation, in nature, and also by virtue of the fact of our human nature. we are able to know that there is a God, and we are able to know something about him, that he is good and holy, that he is a judge, that he is opposed to evil, that he is all-powerful, that he is present everywhere, that he is absolutely holy in his being, that he is not like us, he is God, and that we are but men. And the glorious gospel that Jesus Christ preached, is preaching today by his Spirit, reveals to us much more fully the nature of God and the nature of our own sinfulness, that we might hear him and understand him, see him by faith, be saved from our sins and from the evil of this perverse and crooked generation in which there is much, much distress, as the Lord prophesied about. We've been seeing in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul's description of the evil that characterizes lost men, an evil that Paul says grows worse and worse as men are deceived and are being deceived by other evil men and imposters, those who are in fact false prophets, false teachers, and cult members who are occultic, who actually serve the devil and the demons in their false religion because they deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the verses I've read today, beginning in verse 10 through the end of the chapter, that is verse 17, we see in contrast the holiness and the grace that God has given to the Apostle Paul. And the contrast is stark, it is clear, it is distinct when set against the backdrop of evil men who predominate in their wicked ways in the last days. Paul describes himself for the glory of God, not for self-aggrandizement, but for the glory of God, sets himself as an example that Timothy can follow, as a pattern for Timothy. Paul encourages Timothy to carefully follow his teaching, the way that he lived, his purpose in life, which was to glorify God, to love God, and follow God, obey God, and enjoy God. Paul encourages Timothy in verse 10 to believe as he believes, to live a life of faith as God has blessed him to live. Paul encourages Timothy, in contrast to wicked men, to be very long-suffering, that is, to continue in the faith in times of great suffering, even times of long suffering, long periods of time when suffering is necessary for a believer. Paul says, continue with God in times of long suffering. A real characteristic of evil men is that when suffering is involved for the name's sake, for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, then unsaved men reject Christ and turn back to their true nature, to their carnal ways. Paul encourages Timothy to live a life of love for God and love for man. What a glorious life this is. This is to truly live. Christian life is the true life, a true love of God, a true love of our fellow men, without hypocrisy in this respect. And so, by the grace of God, we persevere through many struggles, through much suffering and affliction, through many troubles in this life, persecutions, afflictions, the kinds of things that Paul experienced at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. Paul comments in a few brief words which express so much, what persecutions I endured. These cities of Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra were located in the Roman province of Galatia, where Paul preached the gospel on his first missionary journey. We find this in Acts chapter 13 and 14. And Paul there experienced significant opposition to the gospel. But Paul served Christ, persevered in the faith, persevered in the ministry, and established a church in each one of these cities. We find that in Acts chapter 14. It's believed that Paul mentions these cities, including Timothy's home city of Lystra, to appeal to the roots of Timothy's faith, which he will further encourage Timothy about in the next verses. Here again, Paul's life is the life of a true saint, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, one set apart in holiness. It is a life of faith and love and truth that is seen in one's entire manner of life and purpose, that results in one's continuing in their manner of life and purpose and faith through every affliction, persecution, which is promised to happen for a believer, so that he indeed perseveres, he continues in love for God and in love for man, in true, noble, saintly living. Praise the Lord. Paul encourages Timothy, who is also experiencing great troubles as a minister of Christ, that out of all of his troubles, the Lord Jesus Christ delivered him. He saw him through these troubles. That's a great truth which comforts us as believers in Christ. It is true of us too. The Lord will deliver us out of all of our troubles in this world. Many of Paul's troubles came about through false religionists. That is, the Jews greatly persecuted him and at times stirred up great persecutions against Paul and his fellow workers by the Gentiles. Paul has taught us in the previous verses the same truth that Jesus mentions in Matthew chapter 24, that false prophets, false teachers, and cult members, people who hold to a form of religion but deny the power of the gospel, the deity of Christ, will trouble and persecute Christians. He says the last days in verse 13 are times in which evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. This truth really helps us to understand the evil that is being engaged in about us and how many of us feel and sense, rightly so, that the evil is growing worse and worse, that indeed there is much profession of faith in Christ, that there are many evil men who profess a faith in Christ but who are imposters, and their sin grows worse and worse as they are deceived and as they deceive others. This is a great attack by the enemy that comes upon believers in the last days. This is a great means of destruction that the enemy brings upon the godless peoples that he desires to destroy in the last days. In another place, we read that the last days are times of great delusion, when God has given men over to their deceptions and lies, to their delusions. Here we are helped to understand that the evil indeed will not decrease, but the evil of the last days will increase. It will grow worse and worse through evil men and imposters. The deceptions will grow worse and worse, will be strengthened, so that we are in need of God's strong grace and help to stand in these last and evil days. And the help that we need, Paul teaches Timothy about beginning in verse 14. Glory to God. This is our help too, dear friend. Paul tells distressed Timothy, you must continue in the things that you have learned. Glory to God. Since I was saved almost 40 years ago, the Spirit of God has led me to be taught the things of God, to learn the things of God. And after 40 years of learning Christ, I'm still learning today. God, help me to keep learning, to want to keep learning Christ. I see that I must daily come and learn of Christ over and over and over again. And I will learn of Christ from the Holy Scriptures. Paul encourages Timothy, continue in the things that you have learned from the Scripture, the things that you have been assured of from the Scripture, and know this, that I, Paul, have taught you, and I am a faithful and reliable pattern to follow because God has saved me by his marvelous grace. Paul here again encourages the distressed man, and we are encouraged at this point too in our many distresses in these great times of stress, perilous times, to look to Paul's example as a saint of God. We've just seen his description of a persevering faith and love through much long suffering, through many afflictions, actual attack, severe persecutions, beatings. It's believed that at one point Paul was actually killed in a beating, and God raised him to life again from the dead. Through all of these tremendously crushing and painful circumstances and trials, Paul continued to believe in Jesus, and then at the appointed and right time, Jesus delivered him. We can trust, according to this scripture, Paul's pattern. We can follow Paul's pattern, as Paul encourages Timothy to, in these last and evil days, my friend. And so we must continue in the teaching, the scripture, its teaching. Paul taught the scriptures about Christ, and we must continue to follow the pattern of godly Christians like Paul, who have also endured many, many afflictions for the glory of the true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is of such great help to us as we think about those who have taught us, whose patterns we follow in Christ, who are faithful, true, blessed saints of God. They are truly fathers. They are truly guides. They are truly helpers. They are truly teachers. They are the ones that we follow. They have blazed the trail before us in God's grace, and we can see their holiness, their true love for God and man, and follow their pattern. This is of great encouragement to us. Hence, we must sit under the teaching of a man whose life truly patterns Paul's life and the life of a true Christian, a saint of God, yes, the very life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul encourages Timothy that from childhood, the teaching, the Holy Scripture has blessed him. He heard the Scriptures from his mother and grandmother as a young child, and God gloriously worked through the Scriptures. Timothy had access at that time only to the Old Testament scriptures. The New Testament canon had not yet been collected. But the wonderful instruction that he received as Christ was preached from the Old Testament scriptures made him wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. It was through the scriptures that faith in Christ Jesus was given to him, imparted to him, if you will. The scriptures are a great savior to us, the means of grace, the means of salvation. Scripture saves us. So the salvation and deliverance and help we need today, dear Christian believer, in our stressful times, is to be found in the Holy Scripture. Salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Paul makes that point very clearly in verses 16 and 17, in which he relates what he's just said in verses 14 and 15 about the effect of the Holy Scripture that Timothy received as a child, about the wisdom that God has given him through the Word of God that has given him faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. A saving faith, a great salvation in Christ Jesus. Here again, Paul relates these truths directly to the Word of God. It is the Scripture that has wrought his salvation in this regard. Paul teaches Timothy, he teaches us today, take note, dear Christian believer, see the powerful means of grace, the Holy Scripture. Scripture, all Scripture, is given by inspiration of God. That is the Old Testament, the New Testament, the true Scriptures, meaning that the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, are from God. God is the source, the ultimate author of Scripture. God works through human instruments, through men who write the Scripture. He speaks through the prophets. The Scripture is given through men. But the real source and author of the Scripture is God. The Scripture is divine. It is, in fact, God-breathed. That's what the word inspiration means, the very breath of God, as if God himself is speaking to us in Scripture. And indeed, that is exactly the nature, the truth of Scripture. God himself is speaking to us in the Holy Scripture. Praise God. And because God speaks to us and gives us grace, we believe in Christ and are saved from our sins, it is profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, for instruction in righteousness, meaning that the Scripture is able to teach us all that we need to know, even in these last stressful days. Praise God. What a wonderful progression of thought in this chapter, that Paul reveals what the nature of life is like in the last days, and then Paul reveals by the Spirit that the Scripture is able to teach us all that we need to know to stand in grace, to give us grace in these last and evil days. The teaching we must have daily, Christ teaches us. Christ gives us grace daily. Christ shows us himself by faith daily as we meet with him in the Word of God. This is profitable. That means it is able to bring the benefit of the teaching of Christ to us, and it is also able and sufficient to bring the benefit of reproof, meaning to show us that we are in error in our understanding. This is so necessary. The Word of God is able to show us the error in our thinking, to show us the error in our beliefs, because our thinking and our beliefs are so affected by the world. The world seeks to corrupt our minds so that our thinking and our belief is corrupted. But the Word of God shows us when our beliefs have been affected adversely, corrupted, if you will, and it shows us that we are in error in this belief, in this thinking. And then wonderfully, it doesn't simply show us that our thinking and faith is wrong at this point, but it also corrects our thinking and faith. How powerful the Word of God is. It shows us where we've gone wrong. It corrects us when we've gone wrong. It brings us back in line with the truth, with essential truth, with non-essential truth, with all the truth that's necessary for life and godliness. Remember that the Bible says clearly, Jesus taught, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is necessary for us. It corrects us. It brings us back on the right path, if you will. And it instructs us or trains us and disciplines us in righteousness. I think this aspect of the word is one that I greatly appreciate as I age. That is, I am in need of this constant training, this discipline of bringing myself daily to the Word of God, that the truth about Christ is taught me daily, that my error is shown to me daily as I begin to adapt to the way the world thinks and acts, as I'm influenced by that, and the Word of God corrects me, brings me back in line about how I should be as a believer, enables me to bring every thought captive in obedience to Christ. In this glorious activity, this spiritual activity of training and discipline in righteousness. Praise God. When I was much younger, I trained physically in athletics, and I continue to train myself in physical exercise. I'm not nearly so good at that as I was when I was younger, but I've always enjoyed the benefit of training, exercising myself physically. Much more importantly is my spiritual training, my spiritual activity of coming to the Word of God, of reading the Word of God, of praying, of meditating, of drawing close to God, of simply giving myself over to Christ to be transformed by His glorious presence in devotions. This much needed activity of training and discipline in righteousness is such a blessing to me. I have really been blessed recently to see my need to continue in instruction in righteousness. And so the Word of God powerfully is able to do these wonderful things for us, to teach us, to bring reproof, to correct us, and to train us, discipline us in righteousness. And as this happens, we receive strong grace from the Word of God, the primary means of grace God has given us, which is why He is teaching us to engage with Him in His Word, so that the man of God, the minister, and so that every believer in God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work, meaning that believers in Christ, yes, ministers, are completed by the Word of God. That which we lack, because we live in a sinful world and we are constantly, daily being broken down in the conflict, in this spiritual battle, we are in need of replenishment of grace. All that we need, strong grace is given to us to put us together, to build us up again, to edify us as believers, so that we are complete, fully ready to meet the demands of each day in God's sufficient grace. This all happens through the means, if you will, the vehicle of the Word of God. It equips us, it enables us, it makes us complete, it makes us ready, it gives us a fullness of grace and sufficiently, so that we are thoroughly equipped, we are absolutely ready in God's grace to follow God in full obedience, here described as every good work. Just as our physical bodies must be replenished, we must eat food, we must gain nourishment, so it is that spiritually we must be replenished in God's grace, we must receive food, we must feed on Christ, meeting Him in the Scripture, in devotion, in prayer, in the means of grace daily. We must be nourished in God's grace, receiving God's grace, and then we are fully built up, fully able to meet the demands of spiritual life and battle. This day, we are equipped for all obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. But if we don't eat our daily bread, if our food doesn't nourish us, we are weakened and not healthy. And so it is that we must feed upon Christ daily, receive His strong grace, that we may be healthy spiritually, complete, not lacking the grace we need to stand edified, built up, standing, equipped thoroughly for obedience to Christ. Without this thorough equipping for every good work, we are weakened and we can easily fall into disobedience. We can sin against God. But because the man of God is made complete, believers are made complete in God's grace, we are able to follow Christ and obey Christ. Now that's such an important and glorious truth. The obvious application is engage with God in His Word and in prayer daily, that you may stand in these very distressful times as the spiritual battle about us increases. As evil grows worse and worse, we are in constant need of being equipped, completed, so that we can stand in this increasing onslaught of evil, this real attack against our faith that comes to us from the world, from the evil one, from the demons, from sin in ourselves and others. God's remedy? Stand in the strong grace that comes through the Word of God. So, dear friend, engage with God in His Word. Engage with Him in prayer that you too may be complete, thoroughly equipped for all obedience to Jesus Christ. As we are completed in this way, our love for God and neighbor increases. Our joy in God increases. Glory to God. And we are able to endure every affliction and distress like those that Paul experienced as believers in Christ. So that though the times are darkened, evil increases, we sometimes are shocked by the evil, by the events that are happening in this great world. There are many distresses, just as the Bible foretells will happen, yet we are not left without help and grace. What we really, truly need is given to us in the Holy Scripture, the very voice of God, God Himself, if you will, breathing power and grace and love and blessing into our hearts that we may stand day by day and honor and glorify and love Him and love our neighbor. Praise the Lord. Glory to God forever. Amen. Dear friends, let us pray. Thank you, God. All I can really say at this point is thank you for the Word of God. Lead us to engage in it with you and not fail to struggle through as we so often do, to continue to persevere, drawing close to you, because surely you will not fail us. You will give us the strong grace we need to stand against the evil one in this fierce, fierce battle that we're engaged in these last and evil days. Glory to you, Lord. Bless my listeners with this strong grace that they may meet with you in your word and prayer daily. In Jesus' name, amen. So, my friends, until next Lord's Day morning, may the Lord bless you.